Hello Mzansi, welcome to episode 387 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Wasua and I'm your host for this episode. Now, the South African Institute of Agricultural Engineers, also known as SAI, is inviting you to its international symposium happening on 13 to 15 November 2024 at the Picture Square Hou Hoek Hotel in Gerboom in the Western Cape. This year's edition will be in partnership with the Pan-African Society for Agricultural Engineering and promises to be a dynamic gathering focused on agricultural engineering advancements and global collaboration. Senzo Masikane, SAI Business Manager, provides further insights.
Senzo, welcome to Farmers Inside Track.
Pleasure to be here, Duncan. Thank you so much.
Definitely exciting to have this conversation with you. A lot of people within South Africa's agricultural sector from ground level might not be quite informed about the important role that agricultural engineers play in the sector. And hopefully in this conversation, you'll be able to shed some more light on that. Tell us a bit about the history and mission of the South African Institute of Agricultural Engineers.
The South African Institute of Agricultural Engineers, better known as SAIE, S-A-I-E, is a volunteer association that was established in the year 1964. So this year actually marks our 6th year anniversary, as you mentioned. We are quite proud and privileged to have reached this 6-year mark, as it truly is a testament to our continued commitment to this phenomenal institute. We see this as a time to reflect on our achievements and express gratitude for the dedication of our members and everyone involved. Our institute focuses on promoting the use of technology and engineering principles in the agricultural industry through providing engineers, technicians, and technologists in the agricultural sector with training, networking, and professional development opportunities. In a nutshell, it revolves around the promotion of the agricultural engineering profession. And my role as business manager is to ensure that we, as a profession, are given the spotlight in which we deserve or need to actually teach or educate society about what we do and the role in which agriculture engineers and agriculture engineering has on the South African economy. So yeah, that's in a nutshell.
What I did not know is that you guys have been around since 1964. So it's quite an old organization that has been doing the work for quite some time. Tell us a bit about the role of agricultural engineering, specifically in South Africa, and maybe also reach into its bigger impact on food and food security in South Africa.
When looking at the role of agricultural engineering in achieving or obtaining food and water security, not only in South Africa, but in Africa as a whole, when you look at food security, for instance, when crops are harvested, they ensure, or agricultural engineers ensure, that the produce is safely stored, processed, and transported. This is done by designing and managing efficient processing plants. They safeguard the quality and nutritional value of our food using various technologies. The main goal of food processing is to add value to agricultural products and to make them suitable. This involves a variety of techniques such as sorting, grading, cleaning, washing, cutting, slicing, grinding, drying, milling, and packaging. Like, it's a lot. When you look at it, agricultural engineers are truly the unsung heroes of society, as they work tirelessly behind the scenes, developing new technologies to extend the shelf life of food, reducing waste, and ensuring that nutritious produce reaches consumers. It's just for food security. They're all achieving food security. When looking at their role in achieving water security, agriculture engineers promote and implement water conservation techniques to mitigate water scarcity. They develop strategies for rainwater harvesting, water recycling, and water reuse in agricultural systems. These techniques help farmers capture and utilize available water resources more effectively, reducing their dependency on scarce fresh water. Agricultural engineers assess water efficiency of agricultural processes and recommend improvements. They do this by identifying areas where water use can be optimized, such as by using water-efficient crops, implementing soil moisture sensors, or adopting real-time irrigation scheduling. By optimizing water use, agriculture engineers help farmers achieve higher crop yields with limited water resources. That sounded technical, right? But there's more. That's just the tip of the iceberg. The work in which they do is truly phenomenal. And as mentioned, they are the unsung heroes of society. That's their role.
I can imagine, and I suppose you know the role of agricultural engineers have probably never been more important as it is currently, considering climate change and where we are coming into as an agricultural sector, and the need for, you know, efficient, whether it be efficient infrastructure for water techniques and all of that. It's definitely interesting to get a better understanding. You're hosting the 6th Pan-African Society of Agricultural Engineering International Symposium. Tell us a bit about the event.
As you mentioned earlier on, the event will be taking place in November from the 13th to 15th. It is a collaboration event in that we, as the South African Institute of Agricultural Engineers, we have biannual symposiums, which means that our symposiums take place every 2 years. And the Pan-African Society for Agricultural Engineering hosts conferences each year or annually. So this year is a collaboration effort. And as you mentioned, in the Western Cape town called Dryburgh, and it'll be taking place at the Houthoek Hotel, being the main accommodation. And we also have two neighboring accommodations that will be used to accommodate our delegates or attendees. The aim of the event is to bring the agricultural engineering community of Africa together to share knowledge and practices in the various fields that define agricultural or biosystems engineering. As you mentioned, we are celebrating our 60 years, and this conference will coincide with that, which we will take advantage of that and make sure that we have a big celebration. The contributions or call for abstracts have been sent out, and papers should look to address relevant and current agricultural engineering techniques, tools, innovations, or projects in a variety of topics. And abstracts should be no longer than 300 words and include suitable titles and so on and so forth. There are several sponsorship opportunities and exhibition space on hand or available, and companies are invited to contact me to discuss the options. I will drop you my email address to link up with interested parties. With regards to tourist attractions in the area, we'll get to that. We'll get to the tourist attractions and the field visits or tours. With regards to accommodation, we will be using 3 accommodations. Houthoek Hotel being the main accommodation, and the 2 supporting accommodations are the Kelden Hotel and Spa and the Arabella Hotel and Spa. With regards to the costs or registration fees, that will be included or announced in the 2nd announcement, which we will be looking to circulate or release early next week. So yeah, that's our symposium in a nutshell.
It definitely sounds like an opportunity for not just agricultural engineers together, but also the wider agricultural sector.
Yes. As mentioned earlier on, the goal is to put the spotlight on agriculture engineering.
Perfect. Now, this year's theme, Senzo, is engineering within the agricultural environment. What was the thinking behind that theme, and what's the significance of it?
The significance basically links up with our renewed goal or objective of inclusivity, in that we wish to include and promote all engineering work or practices which take place within the field of agricultural engineering. So essentially, we are a loving folk, and we have the desire of growing our institute and making it as relevant and accessible as possible. We are engineering a future. You see what I did there? Engineering a future which recognizes all those that are involved within our space.
Definitely, definitely.
That was the thinking or the significance behind the theme. You don't want to leave out anyone or any engineer who does work within the agriculture engineering space, in that, for example, for abstracts, You might think, oh, you have to be an agriculture engineer if you wish to contribute at the symposium. But no, you could be a civil engineer. If you're doing work within the field of agricultural engineering, you are more than welcome to participate and contribute.
What can attendees expect from the 3-day event, including, you know, some of the speakers and the presentations that will be done at the symposium?
With regards to speakers and presentations, that is yet to be confirmed. We just released our first announcement. So we're currently receiving abstracts at the moment, which will be reviewed. And once finalized, we will then compile the whole program, which will have all the speakers and their topics to be discussed with the presenter at the symposium. I can assure you that attendees can expect a treating experience. We encourage attendees or delegates to bring along their spouses and partners to enjoy the experience with the agricultural engineering community in the beautiful Western Cape location, province, as there are many nearby tourist attractions. Attendees will be pleased to know that the venue and accommodations are within tourist proximity of the Cape Riverberg, which is known as the Red Basket of the Cape. This is due to its meat fields and large harvest of fruits. The area boasts great diversity with coastal towns such as Permanence, known as the jewel of the Cape Whale Coast for its abundance of marine wildlife, the beautiful Alwyn Valley, an underappreciated wine region, and Swellendam, a jaw-dropping, beautiful natural wonderland, combining to create a region unlike any other, honestly. That's just for your tourists. For your more technical folk, as mentioned, we will have presentations on a variety of intriguing topics. The technical tours or field visits that will be on offer for attendees will include tours to river restoration projects and soil conservation works. The area is known for its abundance in fruit production, which will see delegates or attendees be treated to agri-processing tours. An irrigation tour will also be on offer for interested attendees or delegates. So yeah, attendees can expect this and much more, as we are gearing up to have quite the spectacle. I promise you fireworks. That's what attendees can expect.
How do you envision, you know, the future of agricultural engineering in South Africa, considering you briefly mentioned, you know, the technological advancements and also how agricultural practices in South Africa is evolving?
I envision agricultural engineering being at the forefront of economic development or growth in South Africa, where agricultural engineering is provided the platform it needs and deserves to truly make a difference in our economy. I see agricultural engineering being a step closer in the quest for sustainable and productive farming. With the apparent technological advancements, I see agricultural engineering harnessing its full potential to create a resilient, sustainable, and secure future for food production. The world will soon know the power and potential of agricultural engineering. That's just my humble take.
Thank you so much, Senzo Masikane, SAI Business Manager. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodforumzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vint, and the rest of hashtag Team Foodforumzanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Foodforumzanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.